It's almost Friday. We can do it. It is 7:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Happy Thursday. Top stories: FBI arrest Florida man planning to attack the New York Stock Exchange. And then this: Russia launched intercontinental ballistic missile toward Ukraine, according to the Air Force.
Wow.
Russian troops launched various missiles, reportedly including an ICBM. This is from the Astrakhan region. This apparently happened earlier this morning. Let me think about the time difference. And Ukraine's Air Force said on its Telegram account that it destroyed six KH-101 cruise missiles using anti-aircraft combat. And the Russian attack hit critical infrastructure, according to the Air Force. This comes after Ukraine fired American-supplied long-range missiles into Russia on Tuesday. All right, so this is the first time for Kyiv to do so in the 1,000 days of war, that anniversary, if you will, passed, what, a day or two ago? Yeah, and, you know, this move that Ukraine utilized with the long-range missiles was authorized by President Biden on Sunday. They wasted no time in utilizing that. So, currently no reports on injuries or fatalities, but, yeah, a little escalation here, a little escalation there, and we're headed for trouble. I don't need to, I think, explain it any further to folks, all right? Let me give you a code word. You ready to win tickets for Rock the Country? Here's your chance. Text the word HORSE, H-O-R-S-E, to 20357. You'll be in the running to win a pair of two-day tickets to Rock the Country. Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, and many more coming to Ocala May 9th and 10th. Got it? Text HORSE to 20357 now. Data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive, and good luck. Google has reacted angrily to reports that the DOJ will propose forcing the tech giant to sell its Chrome web browser business as part of ongoing antitrust remedies. BBC News reports that the DOJ is reportedly set to propose that the tech giant be compelled to sell its Chrome web browser. This is expected to be presented to Judge Meta this week. It has drawn strong reaction from Google, with the company claiming that such a move would harm consumers and businesses alike. They are asserting that this movement, a Google executive, Leanne Mulholland, said, this pushes a radical agenda that goes far beyond the legal issues in this case. The company maintains that forcing the sale of Chrome, along with the potential measures targeting its AI, Android operating system, and data usage, would be detrimental to American technological leadership at a critical juncture. I don't know really enough about it, but I know there's a propensity for people, when they're developing technology, to want to, you know, own as much of a stake in whatever that technology is. In other words, I mean, pretty famous, you know, Bill Gates and in Microsoft. I mean, they didn't want competition, I guess, is the easiest way to say it.
Buy it all up.
Yeah. And there's different methods. And then once you own it all, you know, yeah, it's very difficult for somebody to do a startup and compete with you directly. Well, and
like with Google, it all talks to each other. They're all interconnected, you know. You use all their platforms, then they're all telling on you, and it gets a little weird sometimes.
So Greg and I were talking off the air in front of our phones, and mine is hooked up to Chrome because it has to do with my work, and it's that part of it. But home, it's different, of course. I've got the DuckDuckGo. But anyway, so I've got it on. I've got my phone on, but it's not on.
Sure.
You know, but it's powered up. And we're talking about Jeeps, you know, and our love for Jeeps and all that. And, you know, the side rails that you put on some of them, you know, or a step rail, whatever you want to call it. I mean, I hadn't been looking for anything. I know that for a fact.
Mm-hmm.
But Greg mentioned it.
Yes.
And then, you know, I hit the bathroom on my way, you know, out. And I wanted to show him. I didn't get a chance yesterday. But, I mean, the very first ad that popped up was specific to that Jeep part. I mean, it couldn't have been more direct.
Something like, you were not looking for, but we were talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, but no, they're not listening or paying attention. And then the pop, yeah, and then the pop, and again, that's it. Then it cross-populates into anywhere they can get you. They're pulling information from everything and then trying to sell you something.
Yes. And okay, that's, you know, part of their particular business model. And people, well, that's the thing.
When we sign that little terms and conditions, we give them permission to do all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, it is a little different for some of us because, honestly, for us to utilize company interface and all that, it's a platform in which we have to use. So we don't really have a choice. But I don't know. It's just where is it all going? Where's the technology headed? And then AI, once that gets plugged in to a greater degree, it is kind of, there's an excitement there for what could be, and it could be great, but it is really tempered by, yeah, what could be that's not good.
It's like a superpower. It can be used for good or evil.
Yeah. That's probably is, you know, a great and accurate way to kind of look at it. And I mean, can we keep certain technologies in a box, so to speak?
Mm-hmm.
You know, China, Russia, you know, what is there? What would they do with the technology? Do we need to really just develop the heck out of it here so we have some layer of protection? Oh, I don't know.
Wasn't it Musk early on said, hey, don't move too fast on this stuff?
He absolutely did.
So for a smart guy like that to go, hey, better put the brakes on, we should listen.
Well, I remember having a conversation with somebody who's a kid that was going to Berkeley, but, you know, one who went there because of his intellectual capacity, who was very, very involved in this stuff. And we're going back like 12 years ago.
Yeah.
AI is bad was sort of the gist of what he was getting and sharing that it's too much to try to control. It can get out of control very, very easily and used for evil, yeah, as well as good. But
they've repackaged it so we all want to be a part of the latest, greatest thing.
Oh, yeah, they're selling it.
Sure they are.
Sign up for the new program utilizing, you know, AI technology and all that. Yes.
It does bug me.
And the thing is, when we do get that brain implant, will we really know?
Because it will tell us what it wants us to know.
We'll be programmed to go, I didn't know. That's not in there. Right.
You're probably right.
Till you go to the airport and it goes, beep, 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 beep. Oh, my goodness. 7:15. Time for What's Bugging You. Call in now, 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. So go ahead, call in now. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Control of our border.
AI.
Little green man.
Control yourself.
What do you think?
Just spinning out of control.
Time to air it out.
What's bugging you?
Look at you. Gain control.
Call now. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It's another day in paradise. Yes, indeed. It is 7:20. It's time for What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. Call in now, 877-975-9825. If you don't get in right away, please try again. GT, what's bugging you?
What's bugging me is when the politicians talk about comprehensive immigration reform. There's laws on the books, and Congress has had an opportunity to change those laws since Ronald Reagan did over 1 million amnesty. I think all these politicians like Pritzker and them should be prosecuted. And you superstars have a great day.
Hey, appreciate that. Yeah, 1986, I understand it might have been as many as 3.1 million getting that status. But exactly what you said, Exactly. Agreed. They're not utilizing laws that are on the books. Clearly, they're overriding them. That's what the Biden administration has done since day one. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is Judge Haggard's judgment in the Jose Ibarra case regarding Riley Lakin. Lakin Riley, rather. Because it's not up to me as taxpayer to pay this guy the next 50 years of free gym club, free clothing, free meal plan, and free housing, as well as it's not your job either. Very poor judgment. This is a time for an eye for an eye situation, because if we keep going this way, then we're just going to get more Venezuelans killing Americans, and they're going to get like 50 years of free accommodations. So that's bugging me, and I could go on, but I want to be brief.
No, I get the idea. If a crime is as heinous as this one, and you do have capital punishment, you do have a death penalty in your state, then how bad does a crime have to be if that doesn't reach the standards? Yeah. All right, let's go to Phil. What's bugging you?
Almost the same thought as the previous caller. I just gets to me is, why doesn't Trump, after he gets on a deal with Russia and some of these third world countries, make prisons over there? We'll send our guys, the lifers, over to the third world countries, tell Putin, you know, get those old gulags working. And, oh, my God, you had a power failure and 40 degree below zero. What a shame. That's what's bugging me.
Oh, my gosh. But third world countries could house prisoners cheaper.
There's an idea.
There is a little nugget in there. I think you got it. Pete, what's bugging you?
The message sent by Putin with this launch of the ICBM, it's so obvious a blind man could see it with a cane. ICBM stands for Intercontinental Ballistic Missile, meaning it can go from one continent to another, or, for example, from Siberia to Seattle. It's not usually used in these short-range launches, so it's obvious that Putin is saying, look, I've got this thing. I'm not afraid to use it. Here's a little demonstration. Now, what are you going to do? Thank you, Bob.
No, thank you. Well said. Victor, what's bugging you?
Local traffic. The city of Alachua, where I live, has become so congested. Just trying to get out to go to work is ridiculous. They keep slapping up these subdivisions left and right, but yet there's no maintenance to our roads here locally in town. I mean, it's getting ridiculous, and it's getting dangerous.
Yeah, the roads, a lot of them are overloaded already, and yeah, that's all. Oh, that's been a big issue, and unfortunately, it is probably going to get worse. Let's go to 877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And Tony, what's bugging you?
Maybe you can help me out. So Biden was too forgetful to be prosecuted for handling for documents. Biden was too old and to be presented as the presidential candidate. That somehow Biden is a genius, that he's going to be able to navigate World War III, and nobody's calling for his removal. Help me figure this out. Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, to go into it now, point well taken is all I can say, but it's much easier to make trouble than it is to make peace. I'll leave it there. Pam, what's bugging you?
Oh, my goodness. So I missed half of what's bugging you, because I just saw some lady pull right out in front of a motorcycle. He hit the back end of her car, went rolling, and then ran into the house. And some other lady came out saying, I was driving the car. No, you were not. No, you were not. So I had to wait for the police. But, yeah, some lady didn't even look at that motorcycle, everybody's okay. I mean,
I'm glad you took the time to, to report it, to be a witness. Absolutely. Yep. Let's go to Terry. What's bugging you?
People that complain about something that has nothing to do with what they're truly upset about. Yesterday, I was with a girl at work, and she's fussing about the internet and her bills and everything, and I gave her solutions that would work fine, and she turned around and says, you just don't understand, and goes back into her complaint again. And I'm looking at her going, okay, what is the real problem? She would never say. Drives me nuts.
sometimes people are looking for to vent and not really looking for solutions, because that actually takes a concerted effort to utilize solutions. And sometimes they just want to vent and wallow in it, unfortunately. David, what's bugging you?
Yes, it's the rest of the situation. It's the lack of the meat hook. You know, in Saddam, they should have got him out earlier, George Bush Sr.'s affair. And same thing with Putin. You got to give the guy the meat hook, and if you do that, everything will go away.
All right, there you go. Let's go to Jeff. Good morning. What's bugging you?
The left doesn't use logic. It's that simple. God bless America.
All right.
It's true. Very true.
Short, sweet, great point.
And it bugs him. And that's the whole point.
Jeff, you're a good one.
Yeah, Jeff. We're going to keep you around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a good apple.
Yeah.
You're a good egg.
Yeah, good egg, yeah.
There you go.
There's an old one. Boy, that's a flashback.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah.
Still coming through. Still coming through for me.
That's great.
It is approaching 728. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Code word for great concert tickets coming up and a whole lot more on 97.3 The Sky.
Rock the Country, a festival for we the people, coming to Ocala May 9th and 10th, 2025. 97.3 The Sky has your free tickets. Kid Rock, Hank Williams Jr.,
friends are coming over,
Nickelback,
tonight.
Tracy Lawrence, Gavin Adcock, and many more. To win, listen in the morning to the Bob Rose Show. Get the code word, text, and win your tickets. Message and data rates apply. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Happy Thursday. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy, and your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top stories, FBI arrests Florida man planning to attack the New York Stock Exchange, detonate a device. It appears, based on the information, that this guy definitely had the ability to do that and some of the, well, a lot of what it would take to get the job done, and was targeting around Thanksgiving. So we'll have more on that coming up. Lakin Riley, the killer, sentenced to life, no parole. Why not the death penalty? How heinous does a crime have to be? And it came up in What's Bugging You. Mark mentioned it earlier about, look, this guy's going to get 3 squares a day. He's going to have a roof over his head.
Yep.
And he gets to live, and Lakin Riley is dead. Look, I agree with that. But here's the problem. Putting somebody on death row, it costs more per year. And then with all the delays and stuff, remember, you have to provide them with legal counsel. So somebody has to pay for that. That would be you and I, taxpayers. So in terms of that, if you could streamline the process when it's clear, this has got DNA and compelling evidence. I would be for it if we could, do it in a, in a timely manner, stretch it out way too long. I mean, that's my take on it. Look, when I was in middle school, I did a report on it, and I was for capital punishment, and I had to explain why. I had to go to the library, I had to look up all the statistics, what it costs to keep somebody, in prison. Of course, all those numbers have changed. It's expensive no matter which way to go, but all the points I made. So I was for capital punishment then, and I'm still not against it.
Right.
But one of the reasons why, don't use the money thing as part of the equation. You don't save any money. I guess you don't save any money by putting somebody on death row, just so you know.
Okay.
Now,
principle, though.
Yeah, there's principle there. Yeah. But does it have a deterrent effect? I mean, that can be argued all the time. I don't think it does.
Well, part of the reason it doesn't is, one, will it ever happen? Yeah. It could be 20 years from now.
Yeah.
We have had some executions happen in the last year from crimes that were committed in the 80s and the 90s. Now, there's something wrong with this picture.
Oh, I fully agree with that. Look, again, it seems like, this, you have sort of a shift in the pendulum back and forth.
Right.
And it really feels like, the shift is in favor of all the criminals, for lack of a better term. I mean, we especially see that with some Democrat governors that have come out and said, we're not going to let Trump deport people. And we're talking about people who have committed serious felonies, like rape and murder. And they're going to protect those people at the expense of their own citizens at large? It doesn't make any sense. Yeah. Yeah. The system definitely needs to be, I don't know, shaken up, worked out, whatever.
Well, maybe this administration can refine and slim that process like they hopefully will do with a lot of other organizations in our government.
Well, they're putting some good people in some good positions. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it'll be one of those things where if the Democrats could just get out of the way, this could be huge and great for everybody.
They're trying to jam judges in real quick before they leave.
Yes,
so
they are. Well, here's Chucky Schumer.
Damn.
All right. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Donnie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bob. You know, some things are worth the money. As far as deterrent goes, what it will deter if you put somebody to death is a guy like Richard Speck. If you look it up, he killed all those Filipino nurses in Chicago one at a time, and he got to live out the rest of his life as a trustee. He had breasts because of the estrogen he was allowed to get.
Oh, my gosh.
And there's videotape out with him doing coke, having sex with men. So I don't care how much it costs or if it deters anybody else. It will deter that piece of garbage from ever doing it again.
That's true.
Yeah.
If you can't do it again, either way. Yeah.
And you make a great point. Why did, even though they're in prison, somehow they're still, I guess the term, enjoying some aspects of life and all at our expense. Yeah. Mm-hmm. To your point.
It's frustrating.
It's very frustrating. All this talk about tariffs, and remember, as we led up to the election, of course, tariffs are going to raise your prices on everything. It's going to be terrible. Just as a cursory overview, you don't have to use a tariff, but the ability to utilize one if you want, a lot of times is enough to get your trading partner on board with you trying to equalize things. Trump showed that could be done that way. It's exactly what he did during his first administration. He has people around him that really understand these things, but you're going to always have those naysayers. And there's a piece by John Carney, and you know, he is an economist, and he works for Breitbart. And he talks about, you know, the impact. Well, he used Walmart as an example. And Walmart said, they don't know if it'll affect their pricing. It may cause them to raise their prices on some products. And yeah, that's probably a true statement. It could. It may. But Target is doing very well right now, and maybe at the expense of Walmart's doing well at the expense of Target. Target is hurting. Now, Target shot themselves in the foot, I think, with the old, what was it, like Tuckett bathing suits and other ridiculousness.
They got involved in
the Bud Light effect was in full effect.
Yeah.
And then people get out of the habit of going there, maybe for that reason. They may have even forgotten the reason, but they're out of their regular habit. Walmart has definitely benefited. Mm-hmm. So what John Carney is trying to say is, well, it wouldn't be in Walmart's interest to raise their prices because they're taking advantage right now of the situation, getting a bigger share, and Target is hurting. If you raise your prices, all that will do is give people a reason to, oh, go back to Target or try Target again, or I wonder if it's cheaper at Target, kind of a theory. And he does. He makes some great points there, and I wish that people would be, well, you know, as you lead up to an election, you know, there's all kinds of hyperbole, and especially the Democrats want to use fear. You know, do you think Trump wants to make prices go up for the American consumer? One of the reasons why he got elected is because prices are high due to inflationary pressures. Just when inflation may be coming down a bit, do you think the president's going to put in things that are going to hurt? Oh, and by the way, if Walmart's concerned, then guess what they could do? If the tariffs are on, say, Chinese products, is there another country that you could outsource that to? Is there possibly our own country?
Now, there's a crazy thought.
Well, Yeah, it's easy to say it. It's tougher to do. It's not impossible.
Sure it is.
But it's tougher.
Yeah, it is.
And so, yeah, with it, could they make the effort in that direction? Could they give business to countries that actually in a race with us, aren't competing with us, and aren't involved in an asymmetrical war against us?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just a thought. So, I don't know, I thought those were some interesting points that John Carney brought up, like how people want to automatically say, tariffs are bad, they're going to go, prices go up. Not necessarily. Look, tariffs are designed for a lot of different things. One of them is, though, if you're a business person, stop buying your stuff from China.
Yeah.
And if tariffs go on and the price of this junk coming from China goes up again.
Who cares at that point, right?
Well, then you might be in more of a position to be forced to do it instead of voluntarily already looking for somebody else who can provide that product and that cheaper labor, if that's what it takes to make a profit in a competitive world.
Okay. I avoid it. I look, because a lot of things may be even packaged from, say, Mexico, but they were made in China, sent to Mexico, repackaged, and sent here. I've seen that, and Shep and I, and you have talked about that. We've seen that with some auto accessories. You go to buy an air filter. You think, okay, well, you know, it's from Mexico. It's all right. You know, no, look at the part, not the box.
Well, and I saw a label recently that said PRC. Maybe not everybody knows it's the People's Republic of China.
Yes.
So that was sort of sneaky, and they tried to do it, you know, in a very... Yeah. Uh-huh. That's coming from PR as well. What's that? Puerto Rico? What is that? PRs? Oh, I don't know.
Nope.
Numerous Republican lawmakers told Donald Trump and his team they believe that his pick for attorney general, former Congressman Matt Gaetz, has little chance of being confirmed. As far as I know, Trump is still sticking with him. We've got that and a whole lot more coming your way. In fact, at 8:05, we're going to talk to Dr. John about some important picks from Trump, like RFK Jr. and Dr. Oz. So make sure you've got us locked in. You're listening to News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Did I tease the code word? Hey, code word, you're funny looking.
I don't think that's what that means.
Probably right.
Yeah.
It is 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show with Greg Cassidy. Hey. Thank you. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
What you got? The big weekend's coming up. It's Thursday. You got to start making your plans.
Hey, my wife comes home tonight from her week in Barcelona, Spain.
Oh, life is so difficult in your household. How do you survive?
Yeah.
Muffy, bring around the rolls.
Boy, if only, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. She's off there. I'm having to go, where's the rolls? I got to find those rolls.
No, look.
No, my mom takes very good care of us.
When you get an opportunity to travel, and,
oh,
and
yes,
you can't absolutely. Always, you, obviously, you want to do that together, but, you know, if you've got friends and you got an opportunity,
oh yeah,
you know, you got to take advantage of it.
Oh,
life is short. I mean, you know, it's not like you were home twiddling your thumbs. You were out spending the family fortune, purchasing a new vehicle, so
She does worried. You know how we'll say the things you're not supposed to say when you're having a discussion is, well, you always or you never or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She did kind of say, it seems like you always buy a car when I'm out of town. I'm like, well, you leave me unsupervised. What do you expect's going to happen?
Well,
I mean, things happen, right?
In my very, very quiet voice, I would say, well, that's what happens. That'll teach you not to go out of town. How do you like them apples? But maybe not the way to go. Follow me for more relationship advice.
No, probably not. No.
Nah.
She's happy about it, too. So
here's something that couples can do together and enjoy together.
Yeah.
Rock the country. And we got a chance for you to win tickets, so that makes it even easier. You know how it works. You got to have the keyword, and then you text the keyword to 20357. The text word is horse, H-O-R-S-E. Text that to 20357. Got a chance to win a pair of two-day tickets to Rock the Country. Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, and more. Ocala, May 9th and 10th. Horse. Text the word horse to 20357 now. Data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. It's going to be a fun time.
Oh,
Rock the
time.
Country. A festival for We the People.
Love it.
I do, too. All right, what else we got going on? I'll be honest with you. There's a lot of border-related stories.
Yes.
I think one of the main reasons, well, one of the big reasons, top reasons, Trump got elected is because people finally woke up to the borders aren't secure. The borders are wide open.
Mm-hmm.
And it was done on purpose. It was done on purpose.
Of course it was.
So once they figured that out, they're like, okay, I remember there was a guy who seemed to have it under control. His, what was his name again?
Had a middle initial.
J.
Yes.
Donald J. Trump. That's the guy.
That's the guy.
Hey, he seemed like he knew what he was doing with the border. And in fact, well, economically, we were doing better.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Seemed
yeah.
like, I don't know, Putin wasn't running into Crimea or Ukraine then either.
No.
In fact, there was some kind of historic thing with the Abraham Accords and mm-hmm. Israel being accepted by Arab leaders.
Peace in the Middle East.
Yeah, yes. Things that was, like that. Yeah, yeah. We want more of that.
We want those back again.
We want that.
Kamala, we are going back.
So, Tuesday, Jesse Waters had on Tom Homan. And he is going to be, well, he's going to be the new border czar, although he's not going to take that title. I wouldn't either. That title has been sullied.
Well, nobody else seems to accept that title either that had that title.
Or use it properly, for sure. Anyway, mm-hmm. He reacted to Democrat pushback against Trump's deportation proposal. He dismissed calls for amnesty, argued that consequences would deter illegal immigration. AOC is saying the answer is mass amnesty. Waters asked him. He said, I mean, it would save you a lot of work. What do you say? It's ridiculous, Homan replied. You're going to reward illegal behavior. If you reward amnesty, you're never going to fix the border. This country is showing over and over again that if you don't have consequences, they're going to keep coming. And, you know, it's not just the border and not just illegals. When it comes to criminal activity, in so many areas, depending on who the DA is, et cetera, there is not much of a deterrent. And that's irritating. And you know what? You might as well mention, too, that people in great positions of power seem to always walk away from troubles, laws they've broken, and things that they have done. So hopefully when Trump gets in, there's some heads are going to roll. Anyway, rewarding amnesty means millions of them are going to come saying, look, I could cross the border illegally. I can lose my case in front of an immigration judge, and I can still get to stay. People say mass deportation is a bad thing. No, we just have had historic illegal immigrant crisis on the border. Millions of people cross the border illegally. And so this will be kind of the argument moving forward. But the good news is, Trump's the president, or will be, January 20th, yep. Less than 2 months away. That's the good news. Now, watch what Democrats do. They'll do everything in their power to attempt to keep Trump from being successful in any and all endeavors, even though he can't serve another 4 years. Gee, why would he do it? Could it be because he wants to make America great again?
Oh,
wow.
That could catch on.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Let's see. President Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's, their Department of Homeland Security, will funnel an additional 65,000 H-2B foreign visa workers into blue-collar jobs.
Hmm.
Even as Americans continue losing out in the labor market, because of an increasing flow of migrant workers. So now you're going to make it a more competitive environment to get a job, which generally results in lower wages. Why would you do that? You're compounding an already present problem. Because it's what they want. And they don't care if they're in lame duck territory or what. They're scorched earth. They're going to do as much damage as they can. Look, their still agenda is still has to do with chaos. And that's exactly what is going on. Already, businesses are allowed to import 66,000 H-2B foreign visa workers to take blue-collar, non-agricultural American jobs annually. Yep. Is that going to be addressed with the new administration? Yes. I think finally it will effectively be addressed. I can't wait to talk to Dr. John and ask him about Trump's picks, RFK Jr., Dr. Oz. That is coming up next on 97.3 The Sky.